Hey there, hi there, ho there, brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors around the world. Welcome to my good old country. This is your buddy, Blake Emmons, the Silver Fox from White Fox, coming to you live and in living color from the edge of the boreal forest and also from our studios deep in the Smoky Mountains at Big Mama Studios. But today, it's a special day. I don't even know how to explain it to you, friends and neighbors. This is a dedication day for me. And I'm really hard-pressed. It's probably the most difficult show that I've had to put together. I didn't have to, but I choose to put it together because I want to honor so many of our friends and writers and people that you are familiar with, and for a matter of fact, maybe some of them you're not familiar with. But I'll tell you what, I'll play this one first, and it'll give you an idea where I'm going with today's show. But stay tuned. I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy it. Here's Tracy Byrd.
And I like it that way.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
I'm from the country and I like it that way. I'll tell you what, friends and neighbors, I'm going to play you a song, and the writer on this song, you probably don't know him. I know a lot of you all do, because frankly, hey, he's been up here to Saskatchewan, he's been to British Columbia, he's been all over the world, but he didn't seek stardom. But he was an incredible writer. And I say was. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's my dear friend Stan Webb, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about why we're playing the music that we're going to play for you today.
Say that big city life has finally got you down. You feel like you're inside a cage just pacing round and round. Girl, get yourself a ticket, catch yourself a plane. Touch on down on southern ground before you go insane. Come on, yeah, get a little country on you. Get your little hands in the dirt and we'll plant some beans and turnip grains and something for dessert. Come on, yeah, take you a dip at the waterfall. Rest your soul in the shade. We'll pick guitars beneath the stars. Get high on lemonade. Come on, yeah. Get a little country on you. Get a little country now. Yeah, get a little country on you, girl, if you still remember how. Girl, when you left our country town, you were green as you could be. And you had to know you broke my heart when you left Tennessee. They say you set the world on fire, now you're caught up in the flames. Well, there's no grandiose down here, and that's why we got it made. Come on, yeah, get a little country on you. Get your little hands in the dirt, and we'll plant some beans and turnip grains and something for dessert. Come on, yeah, take you a dip at the waterfall. Rest your soul in the shade. And we'll pick it tall beneath the stars. Get high on lemonade. Come on, yeah. Get a little country on you. Get a little country now. Yeah, get a little country on you, girl, if you still remember how. Well, these folks down here, they love you, girl, and they'll welcome you with glee. On down on southern ground and love old country me. Come on, yeah, get a little country on you. Get your little hands in the dirt and we'll plant some beans and turnip grains and something for dessert. Come on, yeah, take you a dip at the waterfall. Rest your soul in the shade. And we'll pick guitars beneath the stars. Get high on lemonade. Come on, yeah, get a little country on you. Get a little country now. Yeah, get a little country on you, girl, if you still, if you still remember how. Get a little country on you, girl, if you still remember how.
Yeah, my friends, get a little country on you. Prior to playing that, I happened to accidentally say was. That was Stan Webb. And the news that I got on September the 12th at 7 o'clock in the morning was that my friend and brother, a great songwriter, had passed. The song that I just played was him performing it, but the one, I'm From the Country, he wrote that. He wrote it, co-wrote it with one of the Kentucky Headhunters. But Stan, when I first came back to Nashville at the invite of Diane, so I walked into the house and the first person that I met was this big old guy. He was big enough to hunt bears with a stick. He says, "You must be Blake." I said, "Yeah, I am." "And you are?" And he says, "I'm Stan Webb." I said, "Well, I've heard of you." And he says, "Well, I've heard of you too. But I'll tell you what, buddy, if you do anything to hurt Diane, I'll beat you like you stole something." And that was our greeting. Stan was one of Diane's favorite writers, and he had been like a brother to her. And quite frankly, that's the way it worked out with Stan and myself. He was like a brother. I got to bring him up to Canada. We went out to British Columbia. As a matter of fact, that was when we first met Tennille, and it was a suggestion by Stan that got Tennille writing a couple of songs. But also, with the passing of Stan, I got to thinking a lot about what's been happening to us all due to this COVID stuff, and also thinking of the number of people that we have lost, some of them close friends, some of them acquaintances, but for all of us that listen to country music, you know them all. And I'll tell you, the first one that was a shocker for me, I'm going to play for you right now because it was way back in March, was the first passing that I heard of one of our country artists. So I'm going to play a few of those kind of songs for you today, and we'll talk a little bit about the artists, the recent artists that we've lost. When we say we've lost them physically, but they'll always be here with their music. So right now, I'm going to play you Joe Diffie.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
There you have it, friends and neighbors. Joe Diffie. He was the first that I heard about. That was in March of 2020 that he died of complications from this dreaded COVID that still hangs around with us after all this time. But it got me to thinking an awful lot about so many of the friends and neighbors that we've lost in recent years, most recent years, particularly in the last year. And I got thinking a little bit more about it. Those that I knew, some that were friends, and like I said, some that were acquaintances. I never knew Joe, but I know that I like to sing a lot of his stuff. When he first came to Nashville, he was like a lot of people that just came because of the music business
And he basically earned his living as a demo singer. And then in 1990, he got a contract with Epic Record. And from then up into the 2000s, he had 35 single hits. I think five of them went to number one. Like, I love that, If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets. And of course, one that I played on one of my recent shows, John Deere Green. I guess what I loved most about him was he was country. Pretty obvious. He was there. All his songs were singable, relatable, and they'll go on for years and years to come. Let me play you one right now. Somebody that we lost. You talk about a great songwriter. And he was a mentor of mine. But hey, here's one of my favorites.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me. Although I was a barefoot kid, they said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half-stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. Well, I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
And that, my friends, was one of the most prolific songwriters I'd ever known, ever met, and probably will ever meet again. Tom T. Hall. And for those of you Wounded Warriors that are listening to us today, hey, I'll let you know, he was Army. 1957 was when he served, when he joined. And as a matter of fact, he told me he used to perform on Armed Services Network or Armed Military Radio Network. I'm not sure exactly the title of it, but he used to do write comedy songs about a lot of the things that he did in the military. But hey, when we're talking about songs that the rest of the world knows, whew, gosh, what a list. Other than the fact that he was in the Country Music Hall of Fame, I think the one that most of you might remember right off the bat would be Harper Valley PTA. That one really hit. As a matter of fact, it was a crossover. It was cut by two or three other people other than Jeannie C. Riley, but it was her that had the big hit with it. And at the same time, he also hit on the pop charts with another song that I love, and the song was called I Love. Maybe I can find it. We'll play it on this, on the rest of this show. I could make the whole show just on songs that he wrote. He had 26 top 10 during his career, and 12 of them were number one hits. The fact of the matter is, everybody loved him. And I think on one of my shows, I think the show I did about drinking songs, my favorite was, I got to see it happen, was there he was playing for his audience, and the audience was singing along with a song called I Like Beer. Another drinking thing he did was with Dave Dudley called Day Drinking Again. And like I said, I could go on and talk about the number of hits that he had and by artists that cut his songs. I'll tell you what, heck, it's my show, so why not put in this song? It's him again. That song that I was talking about, here's the late Tom T. Hall singing about what he likes best.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. Now this little song, it's more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ear. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow. That is so pretty, isn't that beautiful? Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, and that vodka puts my mouth in gear. Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. Yeah, thank you. My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. Hey, I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Like the Mormon Tabernacle football team, doesn't it? Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, and that vodka puts my mouth in gear. Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. Now last night I dreamed I passed from the scene. I went to a place so sublime. The water was clear and it tasted like beer. They turned it all into wine. Oh, I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow. You want a cigar, you know that? Yeah. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, and vodka puts my mouth in gear. Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. Yes, we like beer. Yes, we like beer.
Tom T. Hall at his finest. I was fortunate enough to be there that night when they recorded that. He was just great with the audience. The people loved him. He was known as the storyteller. Rest his soul, we lost him in August, just recently. And he was 85. And there are those of you that would say, hey, he had a good life. He did. He came from a poor upbringing. And he raised these dogs, not wiener dogs, but Hey, dogs that are slung low like that. I used to laugh watching them when the first snows came and they walked in the snow. What a hoot. I enjoyed being around him. And like I said, he mentored me on a lot of things with regards to songwriting. Tell you what, I want to play a guy for you right now that it wasn't COVID that took him, but it was during that period of time. But we lost him, I believe it was March. Yes, it was March of 2020. As a matter of fact, it was the second notification of someone passing that I heard. And for me, it was, boy, what a loss. It's not that we were close personal friends, but I'd known him since way, way back when I did my TV show at CTV in Toronto. He did his show there. It was a show called Rolling on the River, and it was kind of like a folk rock kind of thing back then. But over the years, I didn't see him for quite a while, and then he started doing country, and he was so believable. And when I did finally meet him, it was Dolly that said, "Hey, you know Kenny," and Kenny says, "Oh, man, wow, it's been a long time." It was a great re-upping, and the neat thing for me was he had a great respect for what I had done as I had for him. But the rest of his history, I think it was six decades, 50 years, a long time that he had hit after hit after hit. And he passed away at the age of 81 in March of 2020. But who will ever forget? And you just won't forget because they keep playing his music from now on and for forever. So here's Kenny Rogers.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings." In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. Came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting. Whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her. That he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, find time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you heard.
You have it, my friends. Kenny Rogers. Over 6 decades, we enjoyed his music, and we still enjoy it to this very, very day. The report was that he died of natural causes, but from what I know and learned from knowing him and knowing Dolly and the friends, I think it was 2017, he kind of got off the road. As a matter of fact, he basically retired. Because he was battling cancer, that vicious, vicious thing that we know as cancer. So all that I could learn was we lost him to natural causes, but he'll be with us for a long time to come. Now, I'll tell you what, on a real twist of fate, one of the things that he and I talked about one time, a long time back, when that song was a big hit, Lucille was a big hit. There was a Canadian guy that somehow got permission to record it, to record using the music Pick the Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille. Anyway, I'm not sure how the licensing went, but anyway, it was a smash hit here in Canada. And for those of you who are listening to us around the world on our podcast, I'm going to play this one for you anyway, just because let you know what it was like back during that era, because at that time, we had a prime minister that was the father of the guy that's now the prime minister of Canada back then, and he was having all kinds of troubles, marital and or whatever, and there was a guy that came out with this song. I think it was in 1977. For those of you Canadians, you remember, the guy's name was Frank Proctor. Anyway, here's his version of that song.
In a bar in the capital, across from the Rideau, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever photography brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. Rose petals, a droopy disgrace. He came to the woman and sat down beside her. He had a strange look on his face. He was carrying Pampers, some arrowroot cookies. Dishpan hands were swollen and red. But he started shaking, and she started quaking. He turned to the woman and said,
you picked a fine time to leave me, Margaret. Three hungry children, and I'm losing Quebec. Sure, I've got Horner, but I can't hug Horner. And what do you mean, wanna bet? You picked a fine time to leave me, Margaret.
After he left us, I ordered more Pepsi. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the Rideau, he climbed in his limo and sat without talking at all. She was a beauty, a real camera cutie. She wanted to snap one of me. An 8x10 glossy, but I know she's too bossy. Side she's framed, poor Pierre, can't you see?
You picked a fine time to leave me, Margaret. Three hungry children, and I'm losing Quebec. Sure, I've got a Horner, but I can't hug a Horner. And what do you mean, wanna bet? You picked a fine time to leave me, Margaret. You picked a fine time to leave me, Margaret. Three hungry children and I'm losing Quebec. Sure, I've got a Horner, but I can't hug a Horner. And what do you mean, wanna bet? You picked a fine time to leave me, Margaret.
Maggie, you take group rates, photos, you know, for an album. I'd like to get some of the kids and the family myself. Yeah. I'd vote for you. Sure. Sign me up, Margaret.
Ah, there you have it, friends and neighbors. Well, that'll give you people that are in England listening to us and in Australia and whatever, give you an idea of what a great sense of humor we have as Canadians. Back then, that was, of course, a song about Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was having trouble with Margaret. She wanted to be a photographer. The rest of it. I forgot the story, but I'll never forget that song. And it was irreverently, I don't know how many it sold, but I do know they played the fire out of it on a lot of stations, not just country. It was all over the map. Anyway, friends and neighbors, you heard me relate to the fact that we're now a podcast. And I'm hoping for those of you that have an iPhone or the other kind of phones, all of that stuff, we got notified a couple of months ago, and they said, Blake, we'd sure love to do a podcast on your show. And bless their hearts, hey, we are now a podcast. And you can find us on your phone. Go to your podcast and just look up My Good Old Country, and up we come. And if you want to catch some of the past episodes that are posted on our podcast, we launched a new website, WinRadioNetwork.com, and that's where you'll be able to pick up, I think, 15 or 16 of our shows. And I'll tell you what, we're feeling very blessed that our people at CITJ, which is our mother station, a little station here in Nipawin where we come from, and of course we do a lot of our editing at our studios just outside Pigeon Forge, but it's a whole thing. Thank you, Saskatchewan, for enabling us and allowing us to do this. Hey, drop us a note. It's real easy. You can do it through our website now. I just took a call a few minutes ago from a friend, a dear friend in Florida, Margie Hardman. Bless her heart. She's been with us right from the get-go. And I should have dedicated that first song to her because that's her favorite song. So if you've got a song you want to hear, be sure and give us a holler. Really notify us at our new website, winradionetwork.com, and that'll get to us. Meanwhile, we always like to do a gospel song and on our shows as much as we can. And I want to play this one for you now because it's yet another guy that, rest his soul, we lost him in December. Unfortunately, it was COVID-related. And I knew this man for years and years. I'll never forget the first time I met him. It was a surprise meeting because it was on the set of my television show, Funny Farm, where we used to do these jokes where we had three outhouses and they'd open the door and that person would tell a joke. And the producers thought it'd be a great surprise because this guy was in doing another show, and they snuck him in, and the door opened, and there was this man, Charlie Pride. So let's play a Charlie Pride song. He also had a great tradition of gospel music.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die,
this life had grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars had flown, I'll fly away.
Songs that Charlie did, he had so many. We lost him to COVID. He was 86 years old. Last December, complications. But I'll tell you what, over the years, it was my honor and pleasure to be around him quite a bit. Had so many different adventures. The one that I remember most of all was in New York. I walked into a restaurant the morning of the Thanksgiving Day parade. I was in New York doing Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and I walked into the restaurant, and there was Charlie, and he said, "Hey, Hoss, how you doing?" It was just great to see him. I hadn't seen him for a couple of years. Anyway, I said, "What's going on?" He said, "I'm lost." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I'm supposed to be in the parade. I don't know, have no clues as to where to go." I said, "Charlie, stick with me." By then, I knew New York pretty well. I'd been there like about 6 months. Anyway, I took him and found the right place. And wherever we would cross these particular lines where they had guards and that, he'd say, "This is my assistant." And lo and behold, I ended up in Macy's parade right there with Charlie Pride. What a hoot that was. Anyway, I digress as I usually do. I'll tell you what, I want to play one of his biggest hits, okay? It was 1971. His years of being in the top was, I think it was early and mid-70s when Charlie was really at the top of his game. But this is his biggest hit. Matter of fact, it stayed on the charts for 5 weeks, and it even went into the pop charts, too. All I know is he was RCA's best-selling recording artist since Elvis. So, hey, here's Charlie Pride once more.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, "You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home." Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning, and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning, and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Like I said, friends and neighbors, that was Charlie Pride's biggest hit, and that's out of 52 top 10 hits that he had, and 30 of them went to number one. That's an incredible record for any artist, any star. And Charlie had to, I can't use the words put up with, but he had different challenges that most country artists didn't have, mainly because he was black. As a matter of fact, I remember Charlie told me one of the strange things about him when he first started out, they sent his record out and it was Country Charlie Pride. That's how RCA had listed him. And it was Red Sylvain that really got him introduced to the producers at RCA. Anyway, over the years, I kind of laughed. He says, one of the things that changed a little bit, or not that much, was the fact that he was first related to as the first colored country singer, and then he became the first Negro country singer, and then he became the first black country singer, and then the first African-American country singer. He says, that's the only thing that really changed. Anyway, he had a great sense of humor about a lot of things. Matter of fact, he was actually going to be he wanted to be a baseball player, but an injury is kind of what sidelined him. He actually made it to, I think, the Birmingham Black Barons, I think was the team that he signed on with, which was a farm team of the New York Yankees. But then he got traded. He got traded with another guy for a team bus. And he even had a great sense of humor about that. But one of the things that he and I had in common was the fact that Charlie had lived in Montana for years and worked in the mines there. And he told me that's why he really, truly enjoyed coming up to Canada, because he was used to the weather and that. And I think the last time I saw him perform was in Meadow Lake at a casino there. Not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, drop me a note. But hey, like I said, Charlie loved to play Canada. And by the way, for you Wounded Warriors out there that may have that question, Charlie was a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Meanwhile, friends and neighbors, I've been talking about artists that we lost recently. Like I said, Charlie, we lost him in December of 2020. But another artist that I think a lot of you that are in my age group will relate to, because back then, it wasn't so much country, pop, rock, but rock and roll was just starting. But there was a duo that, for me, I'll never forget them, because they just played the fire out of their music, and they were country, they were rock, or whatever you wanted. But we lost the second part of the Everly Brothers, and just out of total respect for who they were, I want to play this one for you to bring back some memories. Folks, this is the Everly Brothers, and it was recently in August that we lost the second half of the Everly Brothers when Don passed away. He was 84 at the time of his passing in August. But hey, friends and neighbors, who can ever forget the Everly Brothers?
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. The There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me.
I'll tell you what, friends and neighbors, in this day and age, other than the fact that they didn't have steel guitar or fiddles, but that song could probably be classified as country, or, you know, what we're hearing as the new modern country of these days. But back then in the 50s, Don and Phil, they wrote all of their stuff. And one of the things that we didn't have back then, of course, was social media. So we didn't pay that much attention as to who was the writer or whatever. They just played the music. But like I said, I just played it out of honor of the fact that I had such a great respect for them as a duet. And they changed the musical genre of that particular era. And now, hey, thinking about those that have passed, I would be remiss if I did not mention the fact that a real close friend and a person that I worked for years with, we lost him a couple of years ago, but I do want to play his music because of the fact that he had a lot to do with my career. And for those of you that are the Browns fans or Jim Ed Brown fans, hey, this was a guy that he could sing. Oh, boy, could he ever sing. He had that incredible voice. It's kind of like, I loved listening to Jimmy Shute sing. I could listen to him sing forever. He just had that nice, mellow voice. Anyway, the unfortunate part for Jim Ed was we lost him to cancer. And while he was in hospital, they learned that he was in his last days. And they made it a point. They had a very special meeting, a special service, or a special celebration, whatever you want to call it. But Jim Ed was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame at a special get-together that they had in his room at the hospital. Here's my friend Jim Ed Brown.
Made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamp lighted of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile had a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too.
who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. Now if you look up in the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here. He turns them off when dawn is near. The little man we loved of long ago. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old
adventures with Jim Ed Brown, riding around all over the country in that bus of his. He had the bus. I couldn't afford one, but he was kind enough to take me with him. Like I said, it was so many adventures. And friends and neighbors, I'm hoping that some of the music we played for you today will bring back memories of your own personal adventures that you had. I want to play one more for you, keeping in mind that the content of this song, it was written in my backyard. And I'm hoping it'll give you cause for thought.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above, for a moment all was right, and how could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I've missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? If I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go.
There you have it, friends and neighbors. I hope none of you missed the dance. Be sure and dance and be with us same time next week on My Good Old Country. And remember, love somebody every day and love yourself along the way. I'm Blake Emmons.
My Good Old Country is created by the sole ownership of the Wounded Warriors Weekend Foundation. The Wounded Warriors Weekend Foundation is a not-for-profit company dedicated to the benefit of our servicemen and women worldwide. To learn more about Wounded Warriors Weekend, Camp Independence, and Canines R Us, please go to woundedwarriorsweekend.org.